720 WGN, it is 219. Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerichs usually joins us about this time every year because he's always looking for the rightful owners of Purple Hearts that are left behind in safe deposit boxes and then become, for a better word, ward of the state, I would imagine. Thank you for joining us, Michael. How are you today?
Lisa, I am well. I am excited. We announced Operation Purple Heart yesterday. We already have had clues coming in and at least one possible Purple Heart that we're going to return as a result of it.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Hey, tell me about your trip to see your uncle's name on the Vietnam Veterans Wall in D.C.
Yeah, last month I was out in D.C. I had some meetings at the White House and at a conference. And I had a couple hours free, and I took a friend of mine along with me. And I want to go see my uncle's name on the Vietnam Wall. I never met him. He actually died the day my parents got married. But because of the delay and because he wasn't found immediately, they didn't find out for 2 weeks afterwards. So I try and go visit there, think about the uncle that I never really knew. And while I was standing there, I saw a bunch of veterans on an honor flight come through. As they got closer, I could see they were from the Quad Cities. They were from Illinois and Iowa. And I was standing around watching, not wanting to interrupt them, when someone said, "If only we had someone tall." I looked and saw a woman trying to reach a name. It was probably about 6.5 feet, 7 feet up. She couldn't reach it, and I offered help out. She was so grateful, and then someone else nearby said, "Can you help me with this name?" And, it was fun. It was a small thing I could do for them that made me feel really good.
Ah, that's lovely. And you know what? I have an uncle who's buried at Normandy. I never met him as well. He was killed in war before I was born, but there is something very emotional and touching about seeing that name on that wall or on that gravestone.
Yeah, and especially at the Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, the names are engraved in there, and with a piece of paper and a pencil, you can do a graphite rubbing, and the name appears on that. You can take it away with you. And I was doing that for myself when I noticed other people trying to have that memento or souvenir of their loved ones as well. I was very glad to be able to help them.
Yeah, because you're the tall guy.
Memorial Day weekend, if someone wants to do something very small to help out a veteran or a family of someone who made that sacrifice for our country, go to OperationPurpleHeart.org and see if you can recognize any of the names there that we have Purple Hearts for, or any clues that might help us to return another Purple Heart.
And you've returned 10 so far, correct?
10 so far, and fingers crossed, we think we discovered another one because we had sent this out to VFWs, and apparently we have a really good lead from a VFW that came in this morning.
Okay, so these are, many times, these are medals that they're earned after that person has lost their life in war, correct?
Yeah, so to earn a Purple Heart, you either have to give your life in battle or have a serious injury. So
right.
We have returned Purple Hearts to their owners. I gave one back to a gentleman. We had a great conversation, but when I asked him, "How did you earn the Purple Heart?" his face changed.
Yeah.
His voice choked up. I could see tears welling up in his eyes, and he was sort of shaking. And his son, who was sitting next to him, said, "Dad doesn't talk about that time."
Right.
And I said, that's okay. You don't have to tell me anything. That's you earned it. You're in no obligation to say anything more. And we know that a lot of these people came back, and they maybe suffered PTSD. Or if they survived, they might have survivor's guilt. And that's another reason why it's so difficult to return these Purple Hearts, because we returned one to a woman. We called her and said, "We have your father's Purple Heart." And she said, "Well, that can't be true. My father never earned a Purple Heart." Well, we knew it was his because the accommodation was included in the safe deposit box, along with his discharge papers. But he came back from Korea, earned a Purple Heart, put it in a safe deposit box, and didn't brag about it. Didn't tell stories about it, kept it to himself, even kept it from his children. So that's not an uncommon story, and that sometimes makes it even more difficult to return these medals of valor and honor.
That is so interesting because my father was a Purple Heart recipient for severe injuries during World War II. He was also the recipient of a Bronze Star and many others that we didn't know until he passed away. And the government said, "Would you like his medals reissued?" We're like, "Well, what medals?" You know?
Yeah.
And then they arrive and you're like, "Oh my gosh." Yeah, they do not talk about it. So how many medals do you, how many Purple Heart medals do you have in the in your possession?
Well, I think two things. One, we returned 10, but we still have 12.
Okay.
And every year, banks turn over the contents of safe deposit boxes to us. And so when I came in, we didn't have 12, but it has grown. We've returned some, more come in. But it's not just Purple Hearts. We call it Operation Purple Heart, but we also have Bronze Stars. We have other military accommodations. And so if you think that you, someone in your family might have lost this, go to our website, IllinoisTreasurer.gov, put their name there, and see if we might have something from them. Oftentimes, people put valuables in a safe deposit box, and they don't tell their loved ones about them. So when they pass away, family members don't know where to look.
And so most of these came out of safe deposit boxes. The person has passed, the boxes remained, what, unclaimed? And then as Illinois State Treasurer, you then are responsible for finding the owner of that box?
Correct. These all come from safe deposit boxes. The vast majority of unclaimed property comes into us is money. We call it missing money. But if you store something in a safe deposit box, you pay rent for a certain number of years. If when that rent comes due, no one claims it, the bank sends letters and no one comes to claim it, after 5 years sitting at the bank, it's turned over to us as unclaimed property, and it's our job to track down the rightful owners.
Okay, so purpleheart.org, that's where people need to go. Look at the names on the list. If you
OperationPurpleHeart.gov.
Okay.
If I said it, wrong.
You're like, Lisa, get it right.
Or you can go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov.
That's usually where I go for everything. And Sally is listening in Normal, and she wanted to know how your twins are doing.
They are doing wonderful. They're growing. They're thriving. You know, last summer, some people who read my newsletter know that it was a rough patch there.
Right.
Theo spent a couple
right.
of months in the NICU. It was a really tough time, but he had great care at the hospital. The nurses and doctors were wonderful, and he is caught up with his brother. And now it's really difficult to keep up with both of them because they are crawling and standing and cruising. They are wonderful, but they are a handful.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a beautiful weekend with your family. And once again, that website is?
OperationPurpleHeart.gov.
Thank you so much.
All right, Lisa, thank you. Thanks for helping spread the word. Hopefully we'll return a few more with their rightful owners, because they deserve to be in the warm embrace of family, not in a cold vault in Springfield.
Absolutely. That is Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frericks. And check that out, because you never know. You might randomly see a name and go, oh, my gosh, I do have a connection to that person, or I know someone that knows them.